Al-Muhi, the bestower of life, the giver of health, he who resurrects, he who causes to live. He gives life and causes to die, and you will be returned to him. Giving life to something, creating it from nothing, and arranging the conditions in this world in such a way as to allow it to survive belongs to Almighty Allah alone. Allah combines an egg cell, invisible to the naked eye, with the sperm. As soon as the sperm enters the egg is covered by a membrane, and so life begins. Allah divides this tiny cell first into two and then into four. And this division continues at high speed, and a miraculous life begins in the mother's womb. The same cells later diversify to produce the brain, the nervous system, and hard bone and cartilage. In this way, Allah creates a seeing, hearing, speaking, and thinking human being out of nothing in around 9 months. An egg and a sperm obviously cannot make themselves perform these miraculous events that take place during the developmental stages of this living being. It is Allah alone who joins them together and protects and develops the baby over the next 9 months in its mother's womb. This is the first creation and the first bringing to life. Allah has also created a specific lifespan for every human being. He has appointed in their destinies a day for them all to die. Human beings are subjected to various tests in the life of this world, until the very day they die. When the appointed day comes, He takes people's souls back and then brings them back to life in the hereafter in such a way as to reward them for their deeds in this world. There is no doubt that these are all easy matters for Almighty Allah.